Now you know how to identify what to delegate, we can move on and look at how to delegate effectively. To do this, we're going to look at the who, why, what, and how of delegation. First of all, who. To delegate well, you need to know about the person you're delegating to in terms of their skills, knowledge, and experience, and their particular learning style. For example, are they an activist, someone who likes very little detail and just wants to get stuck in? Or are they a theorist who will want lots of detail before they will want to get stuck in? In terms of knowledge and experience, delegating a bank reconciliation to a new trainee is going to take longer and require more coaching than delegating to a more experienced member of staff who will have done this task many times before. When considering who to delegate to, check their availability to do the work at this early stage. There's little point planning to delegate this work if you later find out they're just about to go on a 2-week holiday. Why? The why of delegation is about selling the benefits. Why should this person help you? To motivate this person to help you, you need to tell them what's in it for them. For example, if your manager dumped a wad of papers on your desk and asked you to add up the numbers, how would you feel? It's not the most stimulating or rewarding of tasks. However, if they were to add that this is for a report the managing director is putting together to assess the viability of an office relocation, all of a sudden the task is more attractive. First of all, the work you do will be reported to the managing director. And secondly, it's for an important project which has the potential to affect you. By adding some context, you will sell the delegation, motivating them to help. Other reasons you can give include to give you a break from your normal work, to give you something more challenging to work on, so that I can give you some feedback towards your next appraisal. By telling the person you're delegating to what's in it for them, so selling the benefits, you'll get their buy-in and commitment to do the work and to do it well. Next is what. This is about what you want to be done, but not necessarily how to do it. Delegation is about giving the other person freedom to choose how they do it. So as long as they deliver what you want at the agreed time and for the agreed budget, then that should suffice. The what should be given in overview first, followed by more detail as necessary, given the other person's knowledge and experience. It's essential that you give a clear definition of what you want to be done. It's therefore best to think about what you want the end product to be or to look like. For example, for a project to mitigate tax liabilities on a global group reorganisation, do you want a 35-page detailed report or do you want a 5-page summary document with options? By making this clear at the outset, avoids the other person doing too much work, spending too much time and cost on something that's just too technical and detailed for the end users to absorb. Tell the other person you're delegating responsibility to give them the freedom to do the work, but that you remain ultimately accountable for the delivery. Finally, we have the how of delegation. This is where you set guidelines. Do you want the task done in a particular way? Do you know someone who has previous experience or expertise who you can advise the other person to contact? Who should they contact at the client, if relevant? And how should you address them? Warn them of any pitfalls you know of. Include information on resources, for example, deadline, budget, how long should it take them? Also include your contact details and availability. If the task is large, suggest interim meetings for an update on progress or for you to review the work done to date. To wrap the delegation up, you need to confirm their understanding. Have they understood you correctly and are they going to deliver what you expect? To do this, don't just ask, is that okay or do you understand? The answer will invariably be yes, as people don't want to appear stupid, especially in front of their boss. Try saying, just so I can be sure I've explained this correctly, can you please summarise what I've asked you to do? This will ensure you have the opportunity to correct any misunderstandings before the work commences and you don't find out too late when the deadline approaches and time and cost have already been incurred. Finally, ask the other person if they have any questions and then remind them that you're going to be providing feedback on the task, which will form part of their next appraisal, and make sure you schedule time to do this. By delegating in this way, you've taken the individual into account, sold the benefits to them, told them what you want, but given them responsibility for deciding how to do it, and you've given them access to you in the event of any problems or questions.